Okay. All right. Today, the message is seeing the good in others. Oh, boy. Okay. Let's just read and then we'll talk about it. The goal is to keep our eye. Hope everything goes out good with your car. Cindy?
Yeah. Bye. I'll see y'all next Sunday.
All right.
Okay, the goal is to keep our eyes open for good things in people. When we see good things in people or others, savor them and point them out. As we get to know people or others, we will encounter unattractive things. But if we see the good, we will see others more as God does, and that's the blessing. James 3:9 says, everything good is a reflection of the God who is good. That's one of the things that we need to start always doing, always seeing the good in people, always trying to find the good in people, instead of judging or feeling like they let you down or feel like they have done something wrong, or maybe they do something in their lives that you don't approve of. You know, we can't judge, but we can try to find the goodness in people. And I know there's lots of times we try to find the good in people and you get stung and you get hurt. But it's better to try to find the good in people and do God's work than not. So that's one of the things that we can do, is trying to find the good in people. The other thing is to notice their character qualities. I don't know why I can't talk today. Be eager to discover patience, self-control, humility, kindness, selfless acts, encouraging words, attentiveness, courtesy, hard work, and love. You know, God gives us talents, I think. He gives everybody a talent. And you're going, yeah, right, I don't have a talent. Everybody in here has a talent, and everybody in here has a purpose, okay? You need to know that God can use you and wants to use you. So when we notice people, we find the good in them, and then let's try to find what their attracts us to them. You know, is it because they're humble? Is it because they're have self-control? Is it because, you know, their humility? I would think of someone being humility that in the church would be the pastor. I think he's very humble. He definitely has self-control because he's losing weight. And he has patience. Any pastor at this church would have to have patience. Not saying we're bad, okay, at all, but we all do things that let each other down sometimes. But anyway, if we can see the good in people and quit judging, it even makes us happier. And I like to encourage people, you know, even at the grocery store or whatever. And this helped me so much because there's some people in my life that I really need to see the good in them and not be always looking at the negative in them. So that was a sin on my part that I have that I'm looking at. And there's just one more thing I wanted to go over, and we can talk about it real quick. I know it's... okay. Even if they are contaminated with selfishness or pride, don't let unattractive features of someone's life blind you to the good. Sometimes when we focus so much on the bad things of people, we're actually getting blinded by the good things. I think every Christian has good things about them. I would hope so, okay? But I really do. And if we know who we are in God, if we know that we're here for a purpose and a reason, and that we're here to be used by God, then I think that's what we need to focus on, not on the negative things. And trust me, I have a lot of negative things about me. You can ask God. Well, y'all know me too. I do. I have issues with rejection really bad. And I don't know if it stemmed back from, you know, being molested as I was little, or my mother never really truly liking me. I don't know what it is, but I have an issue with rejection. And it causes trouble all the time. And I go, God, please, let's flip that around. Like, anytime I do Sunday school or I talk with people, I feel like, okay, they're going to reject me because I'm doing stupid stuff. I mean, I'm messed up. I do take medicine. But there's some growth that I have to do and process. Just because something in your past makes you the way you are, doesn't mean that's how you're going to end up. We need to turn and look at the good things in our life and not look at the negative things in our life about ourselves. We need to look in the mirror and go, you know what? I'm made in God's image. I'm pretty. I'm pretty. I'm here for a purpose and a plan, and God can use me. And we all should do that. And you guys can say, you know, hey, I'm good looking. You don't have to say you're pretty, but there are pretty men here. But that's okay. Anyway, that's it. I know, I feel like there's, Pastor, I don't know, I just feel like there's distraction and there's things going on, so you may want to be aware of that today too. My heart is full of heaviness for some people, and that makes me want to cry for them. I want to say to you, Kathy, that God's got you. And He loves you so much. And you're such a good person inside. And you're going to beat this cancer. You're going to be healed of it. You are. Anita, your heart situation, God's going to work that out. You've had this issue for so long, and He's kept you safe. He's protected you. He's helped you from not having a heart attack or even dying. I know when Josh and I saw you at Parkland, you were dying that night. You were dying. There's no doubt about it. God has a purpose for you, girl. You know, I'm sorry you had to go through the dialysis. I'm sorry, Don, you had to go through the dialysis. I'm sorry that you have to struggle with work and home. But we all have a purpose here. God, if you're here today, God has a plan for you. And we need to figure out what it is. We can't be stale and not do anything. Revelation says, if you're lukewarm, He will spew you out of His mouth. So either just forget about it, not do nothing, or be proactive and do things that God wants you to, because He can do miracles for you. And I'm expecting miracles and blessings in my life. I'm expecting Him to take Joe home soon. I'm expecting that I'm going to get the income tax that has taken so long so we can get the pool fix for Kimmy's legs. You know, everybody struggles in here, and I'm so sorry. But y'all are cool people. So that's all I'm saying. Father God, I love you so much. I thank you that you give me a sensitive heart, even though sometimes it seems like it creates chaos. But you make me just like I am. But I don't want to feel rejected anymore. I just pray that you take away things in my life that aren't good. Lord, can you just help me to think of myself as how you think about me? And every person in here, thank you that we have a purpose and a plan. We thank you that this is going to be a good day. It's a good day because you made it. We love you, God. We give you all of it in Jesus' holy name. Amen.